family east in Troy. An old colored man, a gray-haired jack of all trades named Floyd. He used to take me on his knee and confide to me about the spirit of Fort McCoy. He'd ramble on about an old sinkhole not far from Ocala town. How the sounds from that hole would cheer your soul at night when the sun goes down. He'd heard some say it was an Indian's ghost left over from a Seminole War. I remember best had scared the heck out of a boy that was on the floor. Up in Marion County, there's an old sinkhole not far from Ocala town. The sounds from that hole would cheer your soul at night when the sun goes down. Quite a few years have come to pass since I heard Floyd tell his tale. And though now he's gone, his words live on when I hear the wind in the pine trees wail. I've even been up the old Blue Sink myself. I've been curious since I was a boy. I've seen and heard some things that etched in my brain the spirit of Fort McCoy. It was late at night, not a star in sight. I was camped by the water's edge. When out of thin air, well, some images appeared. First, I thought they were all in my head. I froze at the sight of these apparitions, each echoing of the past. Each told a tale as through the air they sailed, and I felt I'd breathe my last. There were four or five Seminole Indians, which drowned while trying to hide. From the sound of the hooves of the federal troops, as toward Fort King they did ride. And then there come a roar from seven more, a ghostly shade of gray. I could hear them moan, they said, oh, leave us alone. I got the heck away. Up in Marion County, there's an old sinkhole not far from Ocala town. The sounds from that hole would cheer your soul at night when the sun goes down. You can go ahead and call it my imagination, been building since I was a boy. You can write off my lines as the wind and the pines, but it's the spirit of Fort McCoy.
Was any of you, other than the obvious ones, over at the old marble stage just a little while ago when I played? Were y'all over there? Oh, there's only a couple that were, so I don't have to be real selective about which songs I repeat. But east of Naples, east of Jerome, saw grass hides a path to his home. Standing there on Cypress, still tall and long, an alligator poacher, George Washington Jones. Folks say he walks on the dark side of life, carries a big gun and wears a sharp knife. Ain't a woman mean enough to be his wife. He spends most nights alone. But when you live in the swamp, you count on yourself. Don't expect nothing, nobody. Gather wood for the fire where the cypress meets the pines. Pick the wild berries, make the blow your mind wine. You're sometimes misunderstood, but there ain't but one judge in the wood. Once he had a family, but he has no more. Wife and kids both split when he came home from the war. In his mind, the mortars whine and the cannons roar. Another vet this country forgets and leaves alone. So he lives in the swamp with the gators and the snakes. Swamp's like a lover, she can make a break. So you give back a little something for everything you take. Powers that be help you when you're all alone. When you live in the swamp, you count on yourself. Don't expect nothing, nobody else. One man's paradise is another man's hell. You're easily misunderstood. Gather wood for the fire where the cypress meets the pines. Cook an alligator, make it taste so fine. Pick the wild berries, make lose your mind. Wine, you wish you had it this good. There ain't but one judge in the wood. That song goes on and on and on. What I'm trying to do is a medley here so I can give everybody a sampler since stage time is really limited. Lester Shirley was born back in 1891, up where the hammock meets the gull. His daddy worked turpentine out in those Florida pines. Only meat found the table came from the scrub. When words he could hardly speak, he was working Otter Creek for the fins and the feathers and the fur. They never had too much, but they always found enough. Never gave much thought to how rough times were. It's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the low, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow their claims comes a brighter day. I guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak tree. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth, in old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian. Somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West calm, drinking hurricanes down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields out of us did fall. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at the Coochie, now as vanished as the cypress they saw. Apalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs. Cousin Thelma Bolton, and I'm Will McClain. I'm Forest Green, and I'm Golden Shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Ike's brother's herds, or a canoe trip down the Mayaca, where the gator's still left undisturbed. Carl's still alive out in old Tampa Bay. In a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, and Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. So take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. All of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm Indians. I'm forests, and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roll. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm going to take these glasses off. I promised myself I'd do it last time I played. This way I can't see y'all. And this way y'all don't have to keep seeing me over the top of my glasses. Up in the Georgia pines where the waters first flow, down through White Springs, a place all of us know. Then it's on across Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. How the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. Her natural beauty always have seemed to be such a treasure of this wondrous stream. As she wanders through legends, songs, poems, and dreams, how the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. So maybe some snapshots of the stardom and the grieving. For the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. Will McLean sings about Florida sand. Don Grooms and James Billy about the Indian man. While me and Whitey Markle, we're still trying to make a stand. For the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. God bless Cousin Thelma as she remembers back when. The sweeter, cleaner water still flowed round the bend. To some just a river, but to us an old friend is a Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? You can take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter. Of the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. I gaze around Florida at the swamps they drain dry, the buildings they throw up, they seem to reach the sky. But when you feel it, you kill it, how the thought makes me cry. For the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. How I wish I could turn the clocks back before industrial parks with their factory stacks. Before the mine, the damn phosphates and her waters turn black. For the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. So maybe some snapshots of the stardom and the grieving. For the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter. Of the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. Yeah, the Alify River, once clear and fine, is now a sewer line for a big phosphate mine. I remember back in school, they tried to teach me this was good. Yeah, I remember walking the pioneer trails. In the early 60s, I was out hunting quail. Nowadays, it's called the village of Carrollwood. Take a look around Florida at all that you see. Then how about let's leave a little Florida in Florida for a few Floridians in Florida like me. Thank y'all. Thank you very much.
My first time, he likes to refer to himself as a zither picker. He plays the what we call the auto harp, which is actually a corded zither, and I'm sure he'll tell you more about it. His name is Bill Dillon, and he's from West Palm Beach.
Let's put them both the same distance. Thank you very much. I start off all my shows with the national anthem on the zither here. A little bit of the Wildwood Flower. Thank you very much. This is not an auto harp, it's a chroma harp. And these are all generically corded zithers. I'd like to let everybody know that, that really and truly they're corded zithers. Mr. Zimmerman, when he invented this thing, he took the chromatic section out of the zither, which is this, just like the piano string section, put bar cards on it, took it out and taught his students the basics of music by having a portable piano. So that's where it came from. Oscar Schmidt is the people who coined the auto harp phrase and patented that. And that's why everybody relates to it as a Oscar Schmidt auto harp. And it really and truly is a corded zither. Auto harp is a trade name. Chroma harp is this trade name. And I represent this one here by for international music. I do a series of things on it, and I would like to stick with the kind of some of the air that goes here, the folk stuff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix in some other stuff too with it. But basically, I would like to stick with things like some of the old English songs tradition that the English people came to this country and learned us all the blood and guts songs, you know, like the Knoxville Girl and Mary the Wild Moor. And if you listen to the words of those songs, they just give you the creeps because they're nothing but blood and guts. Terrible. I don't sing this one now. I'm just going to play it for you. It's a little bit of the Knoxville Girl. Thank you. very much. I had a very dear friend that wrote the theme song for Gene Autry. I'm Back in the Saddle Again, Ray Whitley. And it's a pretty little number, and I'm going to play it for you just for nostalgia. A little bit of Back in the Saddle Again. Thank you very much. This morning over at the Marble Stage, I did a number, and I did it with Bill. I don't see him around anywhere. I was going to tell him to get the guitar and come over and do it again with him, because I would like to do this to demonstrate what you can do with these things. And they're quite versatile. They're very, very easy to learn. I learned in about 4 weeks to do a complete show date with it. And it's the easiest instrument there is to learn. Now, the model that I'm playing here is called the Bluegrass model. It's the Chroma Harp Bluegrass model. It's a 2520 model. And the 2515, which is a little sunburst job, you get that out of the catalog for $89.95. But if you go to the music store and buy this one here, this one, they're going to stick you about $160 for it. So that's a difference in them. I'm going to do a little bit of a Latin number. It's the Frito Bandito song, or Salido Lindo. Thank you. I'm going to do a number that is kind of a legend. Actually, it's a piece of history that happened up in the Virginias, the wreck of the old 97. I guess the wreck really happened, and the people named in the song were the real people that was killed in the wreck. I'm not going to sing. I lost my voice about 20 years ago from smoking too many of those cigarettes, so I'm not able to sustain a note too well. So I'm going to save it for one song. I'm going to sing you John Henry in a little while. So before I go, this is Wreck of Old 97. I'm going to do you a little bit of John Henry now. Now, the story of John Henry is, this is also a legend, and it happened up in the hills of Virginia and West Virginia, and John Henry was a super, super big man. John Henry worked for the B&O Railroad, and he was a steel driving man, and John Henry drove steel in the Big Bend Tunnel, which is a tunnel through the Big Bend Mountain up there near Beckley, West Virginia. And in competition with a steel-driving machine, which was set up so that he could drive four spikes at one time, and John Henry was in competition with this machine, and he drove spikes so hard that the heat frustration killed him in the Big Bend Tunnel. So it's a really a true story. But John Henry, we don't know how to connect him to a particular person. It could have been a lot of people. But it was supposed to have been a big black man. And this is a song about John Henry. John Henry was a little bitty boy sitting on his mama's knee when he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Steel driving man I'm gonna be, Lord, Lord, steel driving man I'm gonna be. John Henry had a little woman, her name was Polly Ann. John Henry got sick and he had to go to bed. That Polly drove that steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drove that steel like a man. John Henry told the captain, Captain, you'd better pray. For if I miss this little piece of steel, tomorrow be your burying day, Lord, Lord, tomorrow be your burying day. John Henry hammered in the mountain till his hammer caught on fire. And the last words poor old John Henry said, a cool drink of water for I die, Lord, Lord, cool drink of water for I die.